Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people.
I'm very happy to have my special guest, Radu Varlam, here in beautiful Sanremo, Italy. Radu is a man of many talents and many languages, and I'm sure you will enjoy hearing more about his very unusual life.
C'est l'heure de l'invité de Clark sur Radio Harmonie Cornouailles 88.8 avec votre animateur Clark Eddy. Restez à l'écoute pour l'invité d'aujourd'hui, Radu Varlam. Clark l'a rencontré dans son restaurant à Sanremo en Italie, sur la Riviera italienne. Radu nous donne une excellente interview décrivant son histoire professionnelle à travers le monde et son impression de la Roumanie aujourd'hui. Ceci est la première partie d'une interview en deux parties avec Radu. Bonne écoute à vous.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Eddy. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Welcome, Radu.
Thank you, Clark.
Tell me, I know you're not from Italy originally. Where are you from?
No, originally I'm from Romania. I'm born in Romania, raised in Romania, and yeah.
Yeah, in Romania that was, at that time, I think, still under the rule of...
That was under the rule of Nicolae Ceausescu when I was born, I would say. Even if many people are blaming him, he was a great man.
Well, I know he accomplished many things. You were telling me earlier that the economic situation in Romania at that time was pretty good.
Well, let's not forget that by 1989, Romania was the first country debt-free. So we had no debts to anybody, not even to the International Money Fund.
Yeah, that's amazing, because today we are swimming in debt, and it's not a good situation, as you know. But I think, you know, Romania, since it joined the EU, is a place we've heard of a lot more. I think we have, certainly in Brittany, more Romanians coming. They're hardworking and they make a home. But I think we'd like to know more about that era in Romania, back in his time, back in the 70s and 80s. How did it look in those days? What were people happy?
Well, I remember there was a movie once a while, Good Times, Bad Times, and that was Romania, Good Times, Bad Times. From a point of view, in those times, Romania was good. Romania was good because everybody had a job, everybody made living. It was bad because we were not allowed to travel. And that was the mistake that in those days the ruler made, not letting us to move and to see that Romania, it's still good to be there.
I see, yeah, you couldn't make any kind of comparison because there was no place to go.
We had no chance, only a few of us could go out, and yeah, most of them who went out, they never came back.
I suppose, yeah, they enjoyed the freedom. Well, tell me a little bit more about yourself. What village or town were you from in Romania?
I'm coming from Transylvania, from Brasov. For many people it's way easier if I say I'm coming from Dracula's part.
Transylvania!
Transylvania, yeah. From Dracula's part.
Yeah.
Even if the story of Dracula is a myth. Yes.
Oh no, don't say that.
Oh yes. They are selling it.
They are
good.
Selling it.
Yeah, they are selling it good, especially Dracula's castle. They call it Dracula's castle.
Oh.
And who was actually Dracula? Dracula was a ruler in those times.
Yeah.
And in Dracula's castle, that they sell it to the foreigners to visit and to make some money.
Yeah.
He slept for one night.
I see. Okay.
It was not even his house.
It wasn't even. So
he used to live like 60 kilometers away from that place.
So, take care if you go to Dracula's house.
Castle.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Castle.
I remember the movie. It looks like a castle.
Yeah,
it's true.
Castle.
Well, I want to suck your blood. No, we can't do that. Well, that's very interesting. Hey, but you managed somehow, with your talented way, to get out of Romania at a time when a lot of people couldn't leave.
No, I managed to go out once the borders were opened, and I was studying car industry in those years.
Car industry?
Car industry in Romania, yes.
In Romania, yeah.
And I grabbed the opportunity to go and to study in Germany. It was one opportunity to leave Romania legally and to start something.
Well, yeah.
To see more of the world.
Great place to go, Germany, when it comes to cars.
Well, yes, and in those times, in 1990, Germany was a good country. Good country, nice people.
Mm-hmm. You felt welcome there.
Yes, yes. I felt really good.
Yeah. So you left Romania, that would be what, in the 80s?
No, I left Romania in 89.
Okay.
In 89, immediately after they changed, after the political situation changed,
yeah,
I left. And from Germany, then I moved back to Romania for a short while. Then I started working in the trucking business.
Oh, yeah.
And worked with some Dutch companies.
Well, I think you told me also in Romania, just to step back a minute, that Romania was very self-sufficient. It had its own oil.
Romania was self-sufficient in those times. And Romania could be self-sufficient in these times if our politicians would be able to manage it better.
I see, yeah, exactly.
We must not forget that Romania has open to the sea.
Yeah.
Romania has a lot of rivers, water,
mm-hmm.
has gas,
yeah.
has oil, electricity, so we could be fine.
Yeah. In Bucharest, did you spend much time in Bucharest?
In Bucharest, I didn't spend much time. I know Bucharest a little bit. It's very crowded. Bucharest doubled the population since 89. They were around 2 million people. Now they are over 4 million people.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, if you talk to a lot of Romanian people, Bucharest, it's outside.
Is that right?
It's outside, yes. especially the people from Transylvania called the people from Bucharest Mitici.
Oh, I don't know if I want to know what that means.
Well, outsiders, something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, in case you're just joining us, I'm interviewing Radu Verlam, who comes obviously originally from Romania. A very interesting guy with lots of stories, and we're going to continue that now. By the way, we are talking from San Remo on the Italian Riviera, a beautiful place to be if you haven't been. It's excellent. So you talked about going into the, I would say, auto industry, but what happened after you said 2 years in Germany?
2 years in Germany, yes. 2 years in Romania, 2 years in Germany, and then, you know, life brings you every day new challenges.
Yes.
And I moved to Italy. I moved to Italy for 5 years. And yes, after 5 years in Italy, then I moved to Canada for 15 years.
You told me something else earlier. You said you'd been to Netherlands.
To Netherlands, yes.
Yeah.
I've been to Netherlands. I used to work with Netherlands companies.
Well, tell us more about your job, because that was kind of interesting too when you were talking before the show.
Well, I had a trucking business in which was based in Romania, and I was working for Blackman and Hanning Mode Express out of Roermond, Holland. And they were manufacturing in Romania garments, which we brought them then back to Holland, to UK, to France, Belgium, all over Europe. And yeah, that was a nice time when I was working with the Dutch people. They are pretty nice people.
I found it to be very, very nice, and it's an interesting country, a very successful country in many ways. We had the opportunity to go this summer to Amsterdam, and I've had probably 40 years of experience with various things with Dutch people. Enjoy them very much. Absolutely right. And as you said to me before the show, you don't know what life will bring.
Never. never, because life brought me in a place where I stopped once being in transit.
Is that right? In San Remo?
No, that was Imperia.
Imperia, it's, was nearby.
25 kilometers from San Remo.
Yeah.
And on my way back to Romania from Belgium, it was, I stopped by for having lunch. I said, wow, I would never be able to live here. And, you know, two years later, I ended up in Imperia.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, you're quite right. We never know for sure. You know, for those who maybe don't know where San Remo is, it's only about 20 minutes from the French border, believe it or not. And when you cross the border, you know you're in a different place. The nearest French town is Menton. And then you have Monaco, and after that, of course, Nice. But still, it's maybe 45-minute drive from Nice. So very close to the places I'm sure some of our listeners have been. But I don't know if you've been anywhere else in France now that you've been so close.
Well, I've been the French Riviera, of course, in the neighborhood here, Menton, Nice. Nice place that I liked a lot, close to Italy, it's Villefranche-sur-Mer. In France.
Yeah.
It's a nice place, a nice harbor down there where usually the cruise ships are stopping, and very nice, good restaurants.
Well, and you know a lot about restaurants, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Radu, you certainly speak English great. Where did you learn English so well?
Well, I learned English in Romania during school times, and also German. Italian I learned on the street.
I
arrived here. But English, German, a little bit French I learned at school, which was very helpful. That gave me the opportunity to start the school in Germany, to continue university in Germany.
Yeah,
because
sure.
I didn't have to go through all the language tests again.
When you were working in Holland, did you find yourself speaking more German or English? Or?
Well, I would say like... Dutch is 33% German, 33 English, and 33 Dutch.
Yes, so, that's for sure. unpronounceable, by the way.
Yeah, if you speak English and German, it's impossible not to manage to survive in the Netherlands.
Well, you know, you ended up in a beautiful place here in San Remo. Did you plan on spending a lot of time in Italy?
Ooh, yes, I love Italy. My heart was in Italy in all the years that I was in Canada, but I don't know.
Well, you often said that you don't know what life will bring, and I think we can all agree with that.
And I don't plan anything.
Ah.
I don't know what tomorrow brings.
I think that's the key
to
happiness.
I don't know what tomorrow brings.
Yes, there's no expectations. So it all kind of works out.
Well, who knows? Maybe in 6 months you're going to visit Greece and you meet me somewhere. And you ask me, what are you doing here? I say, enjoy. What are you working? I don't know.
Well, as we say, you don't have to twist my arm to go to Greece. That's for sure. But now, funnily enough, you're in the restaurant business. Imagine. What a change.
Yes, it is a change. I can say I used to work in hospitality before. Even during my studies in Romania, even before, I used to work as a ski instructor in Brasov in the resort.
Ah.
And
that's where you're from?
Yes, that's where I'm from.
The resort, okay.
So my first contact with Dutch people was over there. I was responsible for Dutch companies in Poiana Brasov for the ski school. It was a nice time, very nice time.
Well, we know that being a ski instructor is a dream job for a lot of people, so I'm glad you checked that off your list.
a nicer one is being a dive instructor.
That's right. I forgot. You dive as well as ski.
Yes,
that's
I
right.
Dive.
Yes. And what's your favorite diving place?
Well, I cannot say my favorite diving place because I was not diving in all over the world, which I would love to, but between... Canada, Romania, Greece.
Greece?
Yes, it's nice. Also, Sardinia, Italy, it's a nice place where you can dive.
Well, that's really interesting. See, another talent. There you are. And now he's in the restaurant. But what's the name of your restaurant here in San Remo?
The name of the restaurant is Raiza.
Oh, yes, that's I heard that name, Raisa.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you have a lot of good homemade stuff there. I had a
we
chance.
We have only homemade stuff and only fresh stuff, because Isabella is the one who's doing the stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just talking to people. I'm doing nothing. If you
if you
ask her, I'm not doing anything. You know.
I won't ask. I won't ask. Yeah, you're just a pretty face. That's all. That's the way it goes. Well, we're running a little late on time here, so I'm going to put an end to this particular episode. But I'd like to know if you'd stick around and talk some more to us.
Of course.
That'd be great.
It will be a pleasure.
It'll be super, because I know there's still a lot of things we haven't covered, and we can broadcast this next week. And I hope that all of you will continue to listen to my guest Radu Varlam. So until then, a biento. That's it for this edition of L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8. I'm your host, Clark Ady. Thank you for joining me and my special guest, Radu Varlam, today. You can listen to a rebroadcast of this week's show this Saturday at 18:15. You can listen to L'Invité de Clark wherever you are. Just visit www.radio-harmony.com to listen to each broadcast. You can also find all of our past interviews on the podcast tab on the website. Remember to tune in next week for part two of our interview with Radu. And remember that things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
C'est tout pour cette édition de L'Invité de Clark sur Radio Harmonie 88.8 avec votre animateur Clark Eddy. Merci pour votre écoute. Écoutez la rediffusion de l'émission ce samedi à 18h15 sur 88.8 en direct ou plus tard sur www.radio-harmonie.com en cliquant sur l'onglet Podcast où toutes nos émissions passées sont accessibles. N'oubliez pas de nous retrouver la semaine prochaine pour la deuxième partie de notre entretien avec Radu Varlam. Rappelez-vous, les choses sont toujours mieux avec un peu d'harmonie dans votre vie.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.